Many potential Alzheimer's treatments right now are targeting the abnormal growth of two types of proteins in the brains affected by the disease. These are beta amyloids and tau proteins, which are also known as plaques and tangles, respectively. The drug called AZD3293 was produced by AstraZeneca's Neuroscience iMed Group in partnership with Eli Lilly. AZD3293 works by blocking the beta secretase or base enzyme that produces these plaques. AstraZeneca began developing the drug in 1999, shortly after the discovery of the base enzyme. Tina Olson, a product director at Neuroscience iMed, says that the drug had some promising results in the phase 1 clinical trials.
We saw that the drug has a very strong target engagement. Basically, we saw that the drug does exactly what we designed it to do.
By that, she means the drug demonstrated decreases in beta amyloid plaques in the cerebrospinal fluid of both their diseased and healthy subjects. The drug is currently in phase 2-3 clinical trials, meaning that they have tested the drug for side effects and are including more human subjects in trials. The trials now include 2,200 subjects. The first patient was enrolled in this phase last December, and they expect to complete the study by 2019. There is currently no cure for Alzheimer's to date. A study last year from the Cleveland Clinic showed that over 99% of Alzheimer's treatments failed to reach the market between 2002 and 2012. If AZD3293 is approved, AstraZeneca estimates the drug could drum up sales up to $5 billion. Eli Chen, Delaware Public Media.